KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies, 64 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for mostly sunny skies today, a high of 89, winds south at 15 to 25. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 68, a chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, with a high of 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Iowa Department of Transportation has approved some driver's license rule changes to comply with changes passed by lawmakers in the last legislative session. DOT Motor Vehicle Division Director Melissa Gillette says one change involves school licenses.
Proposed amendments amend the permitted operations of a minor school license to include driving for farm-related purposes if the minor resides on or is employed by a farm, and provided the driving distance between the point of origin and the destination is no greater than 50 miles.
Those who are 14 and a half can get a minor school license and drive to and from school and school activities by themselves between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m.
Prior to the 2021 legislative change, driving for farm-related purposes was not a permitted operation of the minor school license.
Gillette says they did have one question about homeschool kids being able to use a minor school license for farm work.
A school administrator is required to approve the minor school license, and homeschool students are eligible to be issued a minor school license if they're dual enrolled in a school and their designated school official provides that certificate of need for the license.
The Transportation Department also approved rules allowing drivers who have a commercial driver's license, or CDL, to renew online.
Prior to the 2021 legislative change, a CDL holder was not able to renew their license electronically, even though online renewal has been an option for several years for non-commercial driver's license holders.
She says the rules create the online CDL renewals with a few special provisions those license holders must meet in order to renew online. The Harlan Police Department reports two arrests. On Sunday, 40-year-old Angela Marie Torsky of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop and charged with OWI, driving while suspended, and for having no proof of insurance. And on September 9th, Harlan Police arrested 53-year-old Brian Allen Sorensen of Harlan on an active Shelby County warrant. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday had reported three recent arrests. A little before 4 a.m. on Wednesday, 36-year-old Matthew Allen McCourney of Omaha was arrested following a traffic stop after a deputy noticed his car was traveling at 93 miles per hour in a 55 zone on I-29. After the traffic stop, McCourney was taken into custody for operating while intoxicated, second offense, with bond set at $2,000. Tuesday afternoon, 54-year-old Michael Dwayne Weaver of Council Bluffs was arrested in Council Bluffs for being a fugitive from justice. And late Monday morning, 57-year-old Kerry Kaloff was arrested after deputies were dispatched to the 13,900 block of Wabash Avenue, where two men were involved in a disturbance and one of the men had allegedly struck the other. Kaloff was charged with assault causing bodily injury or mental illness. How do you go from teaching advanced events in world history at a charter school in Austin, Texas, to being commandant of the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown? For Iowa native Matt Peterson, the chance to come back home as a retired Marine work with veterans was too good for him to pass up. And he said that with his mom from Spencer and his dad, an Army doctor from Red Oak, Peterson and his parents got to know Joni Ernst. Peterson said the senator has been trying to find a way to get him back home.
She had done some heavy lifting to try to get me back to Iowa, and it just didn't work out. And so I went to Texas, and she stayed on it, and she was committed to figuring out something that I could do here. And so when she called and said, would you be interested? I said, yes. And she said, well, I'll let the governor's office know, and go take it from there.
With 2 months at the Iowa Veterans Home in his rearview mirror, Peterson says the staff couldn't have done a better job in dealing with the COVID. He says they've conducted over 44,000 tests and have just recently gone above the 50 positive results level. As far as the possibility of a federal mask mandate for being issued for long-term care facilities, Peterson said the bottom line is simple.
President Biden has expressed his desires, and to leverage his desired outcome, he's got the federal funding that we depend on. About 40% of our budget comes from the federal government, and that makes it difficult for us to do anything but comply should that order become law.
Peterson notes that he does not have a healthcare background, but he has a background in leadership. Among the concepts he's already exploring is making sure more Iowa veterans are aware of what the Iowa Veterans Home has to offer, having an on-site child care program, adding a canine program for residents, and installing the biggest flagpole and flag they can find. Well, it's estimated that 2,700 Iowa women will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year, and nearly 390 will die from it. Radiologist Dr. LaShonda Soma is reminding women about the importance of early screenings for breast cancer.
1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime, and screening mammograms can help find breast cancers before they can be detected by the patient as a lump or other symptom.
According to the American Cancer Society, only lung cancer causes more cancer deaths among Iowa women than breast cancer. Soma says early detection can save lives.
About 80% of breast cancers that are found on screening mammograms are a stage 0 or 1, and the survival rate at 5 years for a 0 or 1 stage cancer is actually 99%.
She recommends women start getting screened for breast cancer beginning at the age of 40. A Des Moines woman faces a child endangerment charge and 2 counts of assault after witnesses captured video of her abusing her son at a gas station. KCCI said witnesses saw Rajani Morris telling, or rather yelling at her young son on September 12th at the Quick Trip on Hubble Avenue. The yelling escalated to a point where the woman allegedly began hitting her son. Witness cell phone video captured Morris picking up the 9-year-old boy by the arms and then throwing him face down onto the ground. When a man and woman intervened, another video showed Morris punching that woman in the back of the head. Des Moines police took Morris into custody on Sunday. They say the child, who has autism, is now in the care of the Iowa Department of Human Services. And there's a reminder that if you suspect a child in danger, call the Child Abuse Hotline at 800-362-2178. It's available 24/7. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.